summer in the city of Arendelle. It couldn't be warmer. It couldn't be sunnier. But that's about to change forever.
Arendelle.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
A real...
You know what would make a great movie, Lehu?
See, we only make that pun whenever Disney does something fucking stupid.
Well, what are you talking about? We don't do anything stupid. What the fuck are you talking about? Every time...
Lone Disney Ranger, does... you little bastard.
We didn't make that movie. You ever notice how whenever Disney makes a bad movie, they will throw that shit away? Like you will forget Disney ever made that shit. It's almost like that rat came and paid people to be like, you will forget we made this movie. But whenever they make a good movie, we're locking away in the vault. But hey, every now and then we'll mention it to you. But have you heard anything about, I don't know, say films like John Carter?
No.
You ever heard about that in a while? Have you heard about a film called The Lone Ranger or whatever? Disney, damn sure. I never see their name in the press on that one.
Nope. Have you ever heard of a film called The Fifth Estate? Because they took their name off that shit real fast, too.
they put Buena Vista's name on that quick. They was just like, you're taking the blame for this. They will take some shit. I'll tell you this right now. They will take some shit. If it's
but,
bad, they will.
But today, we are not talking about one of those pile of dungs. Because... today we're actually talking about a good Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be Frozen.
Frozen?
Yes.
Frozen.
Frozen. No, this is not the movie about P1's heart.
Yes, it's about my little melty heart or whatever. Actually, I thought it was the story of Iceman. I'm not gonna lie. Every time I see one of these snowing movies or whatever and people like shoot ice, I'm just like, finally, I'm gonna get that Iceman movie I've been waiting on.
Oh, shit. You poor bastard. That's with Fox, and if they're not making a Deadpool movie, you're shit out of luck.
Man, I'm just saying, though, this is the second goddamn animated Ice movie I didn't see where I was like, how come the X-Men can't do that with Iceman, huh? How come...
Alrighty then. Well, people, you'll be happy to know that this is actually about two princesses.
Ooh, I got choices now. At least one's 18, too, now.
Oh.
I don't think it matters for animated characters, though, right? They don't care about that back in those days, right?
I don't... why do you think about that? I know we just talked about Old Boy, but that's messed up. You know what? I'm just going to get into the plot of this before you go on one of your sexual tangents and freak everyone out.
They probably would care, though, because I'm black in that time frame. They'd be like, oh my God, it's a nigger!
Yeah, exactly. It would turn in like the Family Guy where it's like instead of the Disney Family Guy and instead of saying Jew, they're like, black!
Wouldn't it be funny, though? Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if when the younger princess, Anna, she brings her, she's like, I want to marry this guy, whatever. And then everybody's like, oh, we want to see the husband. She brings in the black guy and everybody's looking, it gets quiet and we're just looking like,
get out.
Can I talk to you real quick, Anna?
Yeah, get out.
Did you find him on the 12 years of a slave ship?
Excuse me, Django, my sister wants to talk to me.
Django, Negro 2. Django, Negro 2.
Oh my god. Alright. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you wanted to give it. The movie opens up with little Anna and Elsa. Anna, Elsa is voiced by Idina Menzel, which, by the way, I saw her at the D23 Expo. She performed that song, Let It Go, Let It Go. Matter of fact, which is the best song in this movie because goddamn that melted my heart.
She is a Broadway actress.
Yeah, she is. She was in that Wicked. And was it Enchantment or some shit like that too?
That I don't know, but I know she was in Wicked because every girl who I've seen has seen this movie like, oh, Kristen Bell's in this, and then they see their name and they're like, ah!
Oh my god, you should have heard her at the expo, the 23 expo, or whatever, live. Oh my god, her voice, like, you thinking like, oh, this is a huge room, her voice ain't gonna echo. Then as soon as she started, let it go, that motherfucker went, oh fuck.
Oh, this movie's gonna be good.
Yeah, that rat didn't waste no money putting them sound speakers together or whatever. And when I heard that song, when her performing, I was like, that movie gonna be good.
Exactly. And then you get it here today, it's like, that movie's good.
I started standing up when she was singing that shit in the theater. I was just like, I started floating around. I think somebody threw their popcorn at me and said, sit your ass down, nigga.
Oh, God. All right. So, Basically, yeah, it starts off with Elsa and Anna, two sisters who rule over the kingdom of because I forget.
Yeah, I actually kind of forgot the name. I think it was, oh my god, you know, I don't remember the name. Didn't it start with an O or something like that, or an A? I forget.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah, the kingdom. Let's leave it at that. The kingdom.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts.
I love that game, but that's not what we're talking about today. Maybe this will get in the new one. Ooh. Anywho.
Nah, that's what I'm about to say, whatever, because you know what? If I wouldn't be surprised, a little Kingdom Hearts character showed up in this movie, you know, just staying, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, it deals with the two sisters, and these two sisters, they find out at a very early age that Elsa has the power to control ice. Odd.
Badass, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, it's completely badass. It's odd.
Came out of nowhere. I will give you that, whatever. I was just like, because I thought she was either going to get cursed by some evil witch or some shit like that. You know, the simple.
No, but I like that. That's kind of like, you know, Disney, you know, fuck it, just go with it.
Yeah.
And I love how even the kingdom's like, well, this is peculiar.
Yeah, it seemed like the only ones that really knew what was going on was the little goblins they met, whatever, because they were just like, oh, is it a curse or was she born with it? And they were like, she was born with it. I was like, that's badass. I want to be born in this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they go to the goblins, it's like, did you guys do this? It's like, nah, that's on her.
Damn, I wish I was born in this time frame now, whatever. Shit, you gotta have some ice powers or something.
Exactly. So, instead, the kingdom's like, okay, it's on you. You two can never see anyone.
Yeah, exactly, because, Elsa actually injures Anna. They were playing around one day or whatever.
Yeah, on accident. She injures her on accident. And it really...
She knocked her the fuck out, dude. I thought she killed her. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. And it messes up Elsa. It does, because she feels terrible.
Yeah. to the point... I'm not gonna lie. I thought she killed her. I was like, holy fuck.
They do paint it like that, where you're just like, well, this got dark really fast.
5 minutes into the film, and I was just like, oh, that's cute.
I was like, I haven't seen a Disney film get this dark in the first 5 minutes than freaking Finding Nemo. Damn!
Yeah, at first, I was just like, oh, this is cool. Her powers are cool. Wow, she's having fun with her sister. All right, they get along, whatever. Then, oh, shit!
Yeah, exactly.
I thought she just chipped her. I thought she was going to wake up, whatever. But when she wasn't waking up, I was just like, damn.
Exactly. I mean, it's nuts. So... they lock him up for, I think they said 16 years, correct?
Yeah, I can't remember if they were going to lock him, I don't know how long they were going to keep her locked up for, but the parents died because they had to go, I don't know where they were going or whatever, I guess to a meeting, king's meeting or something, because their parents are king and queen or whatever, so
right.
I assume they were going to another town for a meeting or whatever, but then they died in this horrible shipwreck, and
I've been playing so much Fire Emblem, I've just come to the conclusion that it was probably mercenaries, so...
There you go. That's a good reason. Because
this is an in joke for anyone who plays those games. So this might be funny to maybe like two people. But anytime a king or queen die in that game, it is always mercenaries, evil mercenaries. Every time I've noticed that.
It was lightning in that rat. He was just like, we need a tragic for these girls.
Exactly. So the girls are like, well, I guess.
He came back as Fantasia.
Yeah, so the girls are like, well, I guess we gotta rule the kingdom. We should probably open our borders and, you know, start trade talks. Which, I gotta admit, for a Disney film, that's a little bit above of kids' understanding, but I like how they present it.
Elsa just turned 18, so now it's time for the coronation. It's time for her to get coronated as the new queen of the kingdom.
Right.
Again, or whatever. Asgard, let's call it that.
Sure. It's like Warner Brother. And...
it really is, actually.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, we need a coordinator for Warner Brothers, and we're going to open our borders to let everyone see.
And the younger sister, Anna, she's excited. She's like, oh, man, I'll find me a man. I'll get me some, whatever, and shit like that.
I love how that's like a plot point where it's like, oh, sister, I'm so glad you're getting, you know, coordinated today. You're going to be a great princess. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to pull the princess thing and go get fucked.
Because, at the beginning of her introduction, she's singing about how happy she is to meet people. Then that song went straight to, maybe I'll find me a man now.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah. So what she does find is the prince from the land of Schönebrunnerbrunner.
Gestapo fuck.
We're just going to keep making names of people. Like, they really only mention it a couple times in the movie. So
they do. They muddle it like a motherfucker.
Exactly. So, yeah, this dude comes along. He's like, "Well, hello, Anna. You are very attractive today.
Maybe I could be the guy you're looking to fuck. How about that?"
Because yes.
She pretty much came off saying, "I'm horny. Look, shit."
Maybe we can do some state-on-state trading, if you know what I mean. And I'm sitting there, it's like, why am I getting Gaston feelings about this?
Yeah, exactly. and she pretty much tells her sister, "We're getting married." When I looked at her, I was like, "What?"
Yeah, exactly. She comes up, and the guy's like, when he sees Elsa, he's just like, "Ew. You're a princess. Well, then I be to marry you." Which Elsa goes, "Fuck you."
Mm-hmm. Good for her. Thank you. She's only 18, but she's fucking smart enough to know, are you fucking stupid, girl?
Exactly. So she gets pissed and causes winter to be cast across the whole land.
Heck. Anna just gets in her face and is like, "Bitch, why are you segregating us, huh? Why you don't want to be around me, huh? What about against me and my man, huh? You jealous? You jealous?" That would probably be if it was a black princess, whatever. So,
yeah, what I really like about this is that, you know, a lot of the trailers like set up that Elsa would maybe be the villain, but that's really the opposite once you really get into this film.
Well, you know what? I actually didn't know that. I thought it was going to follow. You know, I'll say this. Let me just go ahead and give a quick little thing about this. I've been hearing people say this is up there with Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, and all that. I don't think it's up there with that, whatever. I think it's up there in its own set of class of starting a new genre for Disney or whatever. I think that – I don't think it's as strong as those original classes are or whatever, but I respect this this movie a lot of them more or whatever for the simple fact of how it ends up with – it's not the typical princess movie hooks up with the prince or whatever.
It is extremely smart.
It actually goes into a family love format or whatever, which we'll probably get into later or whatever, and
it's,
I actually respected that.
Yeah, it is, and that's something, you know, once we get into this later, that's something I really give it a lot of credit for either, is that this is an extremely, extremely smart film.
I like that the opening, the next 10 minutes, I wasn't really that invested in, and then when Elsa left the castle, I thought it picked up a lot more for me.
Yeah, there's a lot. Here's the thing that really is shocking to me. There's a lot of story given away in the first 10 minutes. I mean, a lot of story is revealed in the first 10 minutes. What?
You meet a lot of characters, too.
Yeah, and it's all very streamlined and well done, which is surprising. I mean, you never feel like you're like, wait, did I just miss something?
Yeah, and plus for an hour and 25-minute film, too, whatever. Elsa's character, when she runs away... This is when that song kicked in, Let It Go. Oh, my – dude, I didn't care about the music in the beginning or whatever. I was just like – the one her sister was singing out the door, that one carried on throughout the whole film. I thought it was okay, but I thought it was a little generic or whatever. And another song they sung, I was like, they're not as memorable as that song. But when Elsa sung Let It Go or whatever, that one just – like you said earlier in this review, it melted my heart.
Yeah, it like, really does. Like it's a damn showstopper.
And what it did – as far as what the song added, and this is the reason why I'm going to even buy the Blu-ray. I had this debate with myself. I was like, and this is the reason why I'm going to buy it. That scene where she's singing Let It Go, whatever, she's putting on an effect of her powers, whatever, just showing what she could do. I was like, this could have been a fucking 5-minute short right here, and I would have gave this a goddamn high spot right here.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, you're just sitting there. It's like, well, I mean, I don't know why every review has been saying, like, this is beautiful, and then you see that, you're like, gah!
Yeah, because that's when it kicked up as being beautiful. The cinematography and the animation looked great at the beginning, whatever. But when that kicked in, whatever, because this is when you start to see the snow and the crystals and shit. And when she let that hair go and that dress turned, I was just like, "Hey, sexy lady."
I was just like, "And see it."
Yeah, because you know what? It movies. This year we've been seeing, I mean, not recently, whatever, probably the past few months, because we've had Oscar movies or whatever, they pick up at towards the end or whatever, but this one, I have to say, this movie started off something just, okay, so it's like, okay, this is decent, it's good, whatever, it just got better every 10 minutes more after that, though.
Yeah, it really did, like, it just keeps going, like, because it keeps throwing stuff at you that you're not expecting, like... like when you get the twist of the movie where you find that the guy at the beginning is like, hello, they play him off as a nice guy. He turns out to be one of the biggest douchebags I have ever seen in a Disney film.
And I I gotta say, I did kind of predict that or whatever, but I like how they did it, though.
Yeah, no, because, like, you kind of see it, but it's, like, the level that he does it is, like, wow, you are an ass in a hat!
Yeah, he's pretty much a psychopath, to be honest.
Yeah, because, like...
I mean, I cracked that joke, but I think, honestly, he did kind of remind me of the Gestapo.
Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, yeah, because it's, like, Gaston is, like, the epitome of the Disney douchebag. And this dude, I was like, wow, I think you just tipped it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did, whatever, because he went, like, extremely over the border of crazy. I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, you a sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly, because, all right, let's explain how this works out, people. So, Anna goes on a mission to go find her sister, but since the land is so cold, she actually meets was he an ice picker?
By the way, they jumped into that quick.
Yeah, they did.
Wow, this movie is going by quick. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a while before she was going to go. I thought it was going to be, like, years down the road or whatever or something like that. But no, they as soon as that happened, I'm going after her right now. I was like, oh, okay, damn, we get into this story. And, yeah, it's like he sold ice.
Yeah, but, yeah, he's he's the Disney nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's actually competent as, like, you know, as a male lead. Like, he's a hero.
They kind of made him crazy, too, because he has a moose with him. And he was doing voices for the moose. And I was like, okay. Which I kind of like that, too, because I was like, that's different from your typical Disney prince.
Yeah, and he has a little snowman that Elsa created that follows him around to help him out.
Who's, oh, Olaf.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to give him credit, too, whatever. I thought he was going to be that annoying character they used to sell toys or whatever. And they used him with the right amount of, like, screen time. And as far as his jokes and everything, everything about that character was perfect.
Yeah, who was voiced by Josh Gad, who I think mm-hmm. is a very underrated actor that deserves a lot more work.
He did a fantastic job as Olaf in here. I actually enjoyed Olaf to the point where I was just like, yeah, he doesn't get what happens when summer comes around. Whatever. I thought that was funny. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So, like, the whole thing with Josh Gad is, like, he's a snowman. It's like, I want to see summer. It's like, nah, you ain't gonna see it.
It's funny because he's trying to tell him, what's the guy that, goddamn, it was Kristoff, right? Kristoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Kristoff. Voiced by Jonathan Groff or Grof or however you pronounce that or whatever. He's just like, I don't think you want to see that. And then Anna's like, shh, don't tell him that or whatever. Like, he's happy or whatever. And she's like, he's like, he really needs to find out what happened with something.
Because it's like, she's just like, let him have his fantasy. And he's like, bitch, he's going to die.
That was a bit, actually, that was probably one of my favorite jokes because that came up like three or four times in the movie. I was like, because he's just... He's kind of retarded, Olaf.
He's got a good singing voice, but you are right.
He doesn't know any better. You know, I won't say retarded. He doesn't know any better.
Because there's a great scene where he finally gets close to a fire, and he's like, oh, this is what melting's like. Oh, God, this hurts!
Shit. He's like, don't touch the fire now. He tried to play it off cool, because the fire got caught in the stick, and he's just like, oh, shit, that burns. Don't touch the fire now, but come over here, let's go. And it got a little heart on there, too. You know, I thought, I could definitely tell that the writers, because Tangled is, I thought Tangled is the one that restarted the whole Disney, not so much the singing part or whatever, but as far as the Disney animation goes, whatever. And I can see definitely some of the writing going towards Kristoff and the moose in here from Tangled and the guy that played, I forgot the guy's name now, whatever, and the horse or whatever. I was like,
I would say you could also look at Princess and the Frog. I think that's what really kicked it off, because there's one critical little factor. Yeah. Princess and the Frog, there's one critical factor that started with Princess and the Frog, and that is when John Lasseter became part of Disney Animation. That mm-hmm. was his first film, and he's been a part of everyone since, and you can kind of tell.
Mm-hmm. I always look at that, and everybody say, I see a new Disney movie come out a year, they go, like, oh, Disney's back. I'm just like, they never left.
They maybe left for, like, 4 or 6 years after Home on the Range came out, and everyone's like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, okay, we need to rethink things.
Yeah, that wasn't the... Anyway, we didn't make that movie.
Cuba Gooding Jr., you're not coming anywhere near Disney again.
Yeah, exactly. We don't make that... Disney does not make the same mistake.
Exactly. So, I guess getting back to the plot here a little bit, because I didn't explain what turns Guy and the Horse at the beginning into Captain Douchebag. Yeah. So what they find out is that Anna's heart is getting frozen because of the cold, and
her sister strikes her down.
Right. So, and the only way to unfreeze her heart is to
have an act of true love happen to her. So the gang all thinks, huh, if we go get the nice, you know, the nice chivalrous guy from the beginning to kiss her again, then that'll do it. And they go back, he's like, hey, you gotta kiss her to save her. And he's like, nope, I'm not gonna kiss her. She's ugly. In fact, I'm gonna take over her kingdom and go kill her sister doing so. And she can die too. So, to kill two birds with one stone, hooray! And I'm just like, dude!
When she tried to kiss him, he threw her ass down. He was just like, yeah, I'll kiss you. Then as soon as those other people walked out the room, he's like, bitch, get off me!
Exactly. Like, he explains all this, and he's like, ta-ta, while I go to kill your sister. I'm like, dude!
And you know what? This is why I say I respected it the more, too, because we're the part where you said that she has to have someone, cure if she has the heart of someone that loves her or whatever, right? I was thinking, oh, here we go with that simple Disney kiss boyfriend thing. And it completely turned that differently. I was just like, I respect this movie 20 times more now just because of that move they just made right there.
Yeah,
because
it's telling girls, hey, girls, you know the guy that looks, like, very attractive and you've never talked to before? Yeah, you might want to talk to him before you think that he's the best thing on this planet because he could be a dick.
Yeah, and plus it proved that this was, I want to say, at least one of the first animated movies, if not the first movie I've seen in a while, where it wasn't about the girl, a love interest here or whatever. It's more about these sisters reuniting together. And
yeah, because Anna's just like, oh, fuck, I got to go save my sister.
Yeah, and Elsa... Man, every time Elsa was on screen, like, her animation looked different from everyone else, whatever. Hers looked amazing. I'm sorry, I was staring at her. I was just like, every time she was standing there, if you notice the background effects of her shit, I was just like, they really amped up her eyes effects to, like, 100. I thought Rise of the Guardians did something with Jack Frost or whatever, but I was like, I need to go back and watch that movie again because I want to say this probably did it better with the ice.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a hard thing for me to say because that was one of my favorite animated movies of last year or whatever, and... I seriously need to watch that movie again because I was looking at some of the 3D and the ice in here and whatever, and I was just looking like, wow, they didn't waste any money making sure that ice effects was just perfect. They was dead on. Like, every time she was on screen, no matter what effect she did, even when she created that giant ice creature or whatever, I was like, that looks amazing. I was like, wow. I was just blown away towards the end of the movie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because the end of the movie, really, once again, you know, it turns into another thing where it's like it's taking the Disney tropes and it's turning it on its head. It's performing it because what they find out is the act of true love is that Anna saves her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
once again, respect that 1,000 times more than just her getting kissed by Kristoff.
Yeah, well, and, you know, they give that to the fans eventually because that happens at the end, but that's not the focus of the movie.
No, see, you can have that relationship in the movie too, which probably been my complaint for the whole year. I'm tired of love interests just being thrown in the film, whatever. And you can have a love interest in here, like you said, it's the main focal point of the movie or whatever. It happened at the end, like you said, or whatever. But it wasn't like dead on, like thrown in my face. It was just like, oh, it's still kind of a flirtatious love thing. We'll see where this goes, kind of. And really, the main story here is between two sisters reuniting their fire back together.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, what would you give it?
I would give it a see it. I really enjoyed the film. The music didn't really strike a chord with me as far as well. I mean, as a matter of fact, none of the songs really struck a chord. I don't even remember any of the songs. I'll be honest, Let It Go. That one just blew me away, honestly. The other songs was just like, whatever. I will say this. It did cut me off guard because it's been a while since I've seen a Disney movie that did a lot of singing, whatever. They kind of dropped it probably about after Let It Go. And every now and then, there's probably one song kicked back in. But I enjoyed this movie a lot. Probably it is my favorite animated film of the year. If people are expecting a lot of comedy in this, don't really expect that much because I know a lot of people saying it's gonna be funny as hell, whatever. It's funny as hell, but it's not a straight comedy anime film.
Right. No, I agree. That's a great thing to mention. Actually, I give it a see it as well. I think it's a very you're definitely right in saying it's the best anime movie of the year by far and away.
Yeah, so that's kind of a backhanded comment.
Yeah, because it went to all these other ones. It's like, hey, little chicken, now it's bitch smack for you. Oh, look, a bunch of Smurfs, bitch smack for you.
I can't believe we still consider that an anime film. I mean, come on, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look, a bunch of cavemen, bitch smack for you. Like,
what's another one? Oh, a snail. I just squashed your little ass. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this just floors all of them. And I know a lot of people like this big one, me too. Yes, I do too. This is a load a lot better. This is a very high see it. I think, once again, you know, like last year with Wreck-It Ralph, Disney delivers another solid animated film that really is looking at a lot of the old Disney tropes and turning them on their heads. I really think we're getting into the kind of the reformist time of Disney animation, and I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, they're going to need to come up with a new era. They got the golden age and all that shit, whatever. They need to come up with the millennium age.
Yeah, really. I mean, there's not much else to say about it. So, good night, everyone.
Yeah, later, everyone. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Speaking of animated films, that next Squirtle animated film looked like shit.
What?
Did you see the trailer for that shit before?
No, I actually came in late.
Okay, thank God, because the next one coming up in January looks like complete dog shit. I cannot believe. Yeah, do late who did. People come late. Make sure you don't see any of the trailers.
For what's this movie called?
Hanging Nuts, some shit like that. I don't
know. What? All right, now we're really ending. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, later, everyone.
You're just moving out right this second.
Come on, buddy, faster.
No!
Those are my legs.
Oh, hey, do me a favor, grab my butt. Oh, that feels better.